farm as a community. Plenty International is one of our leading nonprofit organizations, charitable relief and development works. We also have a number of other nonprofits like Global Village Institute for Appropriate Technology that does research and development, things like biochar and algae fuels and so on. We have a nonprofit that does peace work, Peace Roots organization. And we also have Native American outreach projects and various things around the world.
This is Carl Munson of Tradio.com. I'm with Albert Bates. It was overwhelming, your talk, inspirational, incredible, what you've done. And I think it's fair to say that in terms of hippie idealism, it's like you've been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. I think the society that I live in and come from, it's quite easy for people to become... I mean, they can hear your message, but I think there's a sense of desperation that people are locked into a particular sort of lifestyle. And they might be, like me, seriously inspired and overwhelmed by what you were talking about. Do people ask you the question, yes, I'm interested, but where do I begin? I don't know what to do.
Well, the danger is that we look at this as an example that you can somehow aspire to, when in fact it was a unique moment in time. We're looking back at the 1960s, 1970s, and that was sort of a one-off. You can't replicate that for a variety of reasons. We're a much larger population on this planet. We're much more aware of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and the effects it's about to have. We certainly are about to leave the petroleum era and enter an era of much greater depletion and frugality. And so we have to think in terms of what are the appropriate responses going forward, and can we learn lessons from history? So what I was focused on tonight, and what I've been trying to do lately, is tell people how I went from a society of middle class, fairly wealthy, abundant transportation, lots of fancy education, into a voluntary peasant mode of something you might imagine out in a hayfield with a scythe in hand, trying to figure out how to do things with horses. And I actually grew up with horses, doing dressage and stadium jumping and hunting. And for me to go through this transition required me to learn how to drive horses in a field with wagons and plows and cultivating equipment. And that was a major shift. Some of the skills came through, and some of them I had to learn completely from scratch. And I think that that's going to be a lot of what we as a society experience. And I think if there's a lesson to be learned, it's don't throw away the past. Don't think that you can just discard everything you have and send it off to put it into a tip. That maybe it's something of metal that you can refashion into usefulness. Maybe it's some pond scum that if you were to compost it or press it, you could turn it into a fuel or food. So, think about these. Think about the whole process and begin to revalue things based on what the future may hold.
So it's not necessarily a grand idealistic gesture that people have to embark on. It's really, I mean, from your talk, I was thinking the key quality of your community is that you were like divinely pragmatic, and you did stuff from a great place. And so is that what you'd say to people, like, do that in your daily lives? You know, where do people start? Where do people who are overwhelmed by the situation that we're faced with, you know, as Rob Hopkins puts it, the twin threats of global warming and peak oil, when people are desperate or overwhelmed by that, where can they start?
First thing you would do, what I often say, is quit your job.
I like that.
It depends on what you're doing, of course. But many people are at a desk somewhere pushing paper. Maybe they work in an insurance company, or they're in the financial trades, or they're maybe in an institution of higher education, and they're in a job which essentially will be obsolete in 10 or 20 years' time, because we'll be no longer needing a lot of the services that they're providing, or being able to afford that level of people's wants. Okay, so maybe you want more insurance, but we may not be able to afford it anymore. And we have to narrow our wants. That's going to be a funnel that we go through as people scale back their wants to the things that they actually need. And so I would say identify what people are going to actually need and begin working on those things. Teach yourself the skills that are going to provide those things, and then you'll have a good job in a few years.
Brilliant. So as well as voluntary simplicity, it could be voluntary redundancy.
Certainly. And the other thing I would say is examine the way you live. Do you live in a city? How vulnerable are you? Do you have, most cities have only a 3-day supply of food. What happens if the semi-tractor trailers going down the road, the giant lorries, how do they haul food from thousands of miles if the price of diesel goes so high? Or they just simply don't have it. It's not available. What happens if there's an oil shock? What if the Straits of Hormuz were suddenly to be closed from some conflict with Iran?
And these aren't the sort of questions people normally ask, are they? They're wondering what's going on in the soap opera.
Exactly, and that's actually a major distraction. I think about it's like we're all Rip Van Winkle in some way, watching Britney Spears on TV and falling asleep for 20 years.
Absolutely, and you were saying you gave us the etymology of hippie. That actually, it's become a term of abuse basically now, hasn't it, for many people? But it means waking up.
There's a culture war, and it's particularly profound in the United States. I just watched it at the Republican National Convention last week. It's still going on. It's like they've never given it up, and they associate the losing of the Vietnam War with that rabble in the streets. That was why we lost that war. McCain certainly believes that. We could have won Vietnam if we hadn't gotten weak-kneed. And the reason we were weak-kneed is because of those damn hippies. He didn't say this that so much, but that's pretty much the culture war that they're still fighting. And you hear it from Rudy Giuliani, you hear it from Sarah Palin, you hear it from all these people on that side of the fence. You actually hear it to some extent from Democrats who disassociate themselves from hippies, you know? And they don't understand that the hippies actually had it right in many respects, not in all respects, but in many respects. And that the kind of green society that Al Gore is pushing us to, that a lot of people are pushing us towards now, of lowering expectations, living more simply, growing our own food, having our own not harmless ways of living, are actually what the whole world needs to do.
Yeah. Can I finish with one quite personal thing? I ask people what life is about. What's the meaning of life? Why are we here? The sort of question a child might ask, you know, to stressed parents. What are you doing this for? Why are we here? What is the human race about?
I honestly don't know if the human race will survive the century. I don't know if there'll be any life at all left on this planet in a couple centuries. The way I've been seeing the climate go and the warnings we're receiving about 3 degrees, 4 degrees, 5 degrees, 6 degrees, 12 degrees, 20 degrees, the way it could go if we don't suddenly shift and start massively taking carbon out of the atmosphere. If we don't get China on board, if we don't get India on board, if we don't avoid nuclear holocaust, we may just be a black smear in the rock that some future civilization from Mars comes and lands here and discovers.
Right.
And I the only way I can get away from just going totally nihilistic on that is hope. Where does hope abide? And I find hope in the possibility that we're intelligent enough. You know, we're not perfect. We're just these hairless monkeys. But we do have an innate intelligence that's very creative, you know, and we do actually solve problems from time to time. And if we can apply ourselves now with that skill, with that ability, there's just a chance that we can get ourselves out of this mess. But to do that, we're going to have to open our eyes a little bit and wake up like a hippie.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers. Okay.